Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by half of the Royal Court Review today, Jen Bachman, Cassandra Callahan. How are you, ladies?
Good. How are you, Chris?
Doing good.
Thank you for waking up. It's a Sunday morning. The winter mornings on Sundays are always so relaxing and peaceful. You get your cup of coffee, you're relaxed, right? You had your Christmas lights on. It's always a mellow, easy time, right? It's good.
We try.
Until everybody wakes up.
This is true, right? Banging pots and pans and dropping things and whatnot. All right. So when this show airs, it will still be before Christmas. And there's something really cool about combining Disney and Christmas in our houses. So I know in my own house, you know, a bunch of ornaments are on the tree and I've got like a Mickey rocking horse and whatnot. But how do you guys like tie in Disney and Christmas at your houses? What do you guys have that's unique or special to combine both things? Jen, what do you have in your house?
So we have Disney ornaments as well. So that's one of our things. Every trip we take, we try to get an ornament. Sometimes we're successful, sometimes not. And then on our tree, instead of an angel or a star, we have Zero from The Nightmare Before Christmas as our tree topper. So, you know, my parents don't understand that, but it works for us. And then I picked up, I think last year, it is a Christmas tree. It's like a music, it's not a music box, but it's a Small World and it plays Christmas music. So I like to wind that up and listen to that as well.
The Disney ornament, like, I don't want to say like market is insane, like Loungefly popular. Like ears popular, but it like doesn't hold a candle to like the Disney ornament business. They figure it out, you know, let's tie that in. Everyone's like, yeah, sure. $30. I rationalize that. No problem. Let's buy a couple.
Yep.
Right. Cassandra, what do you have at your house for Christmas time?
So much like y'all, we have Disney Christmas ornaments as well. And last year I attempted to do an all Disney ornament tree. And I'm ashamed to admit as to how much we spent trying to do that. Yeah. This year we have kind of a mix of all of those ornaments, plus a, you know, a few other, personal, you know, personal ones that bring back a lot of memories. But, we also have the star at the top of the tree with Mickey and Minnie on either side. And then like during the workday, I think we've had this conversation before, but I turn on, YouTube and they have a 10-hour stream of Christmas music on Main Street. So I have that playing all day long. And then of course we have the Mickey and Minnie inflatables that go in the front yard.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep. Jen, I saw your inflatables. You got a whole bunch in the front of your house too, as well.
We do. Embarrassingly. So we,
the bass.
Yeah.
The bass for
the
win. We
have a Billy the Bass. So over the years we've had other ones that are just dead now. We used to have a dinosaur. We've had a robot, but the bass has survived. We've got a couple of Disney ones out there, but it's just kind of whatever lived through the previous seasons gets put out.
I am jealous of you girls because once Christmas is over, you guys can take down your Christmas ornaments and your decorations in peace and usually in comfort based on your weather. Jen, it gets cold by you, but Cassandra, it gets cooler, I'm sure. By us, it's like you always play roulette. It's like, I hope it doesn't snow and then freeze and then ice in, or that thing's going to be out there until February 10th.
Oh my gosh, I didn't consider that.
Yeah. So we put lights on like the gutters and you're like, oh, that could be a disaster taking those down. They could be up there for a long time, you know? So,
well, I'll be honest, Chris, I neither decorate the outdoors of our house or undecorate it. That is all Joe. So I don't worry about the weather because it's him out there.
Shout out Joe freaking Bachman doing the work. I love it. So I want to give a special shout out. When we were talking about ornaments, it made me think about that our Facebook group. So we have an ornament exchange in our Facebook group called Edcot. And yeah, everyone loves the Disney ornaments, right? It's got a special place in our heart. I've got Mickey's on the tree and whatnot. But consistently year over year, I have too many ornaments now. I have too many ornaments and not enough trees to put them on. So it's like the random choice of what gets put on. But I do steer that to the ones that I've received from people. And like the ones that are even non-Disney, that I know come from this group are the ones that inevitably get picked for the tree. I've got Jen Bachman ornaments. I've got Rhonda Lee, who sent me some sea glass. I've got a crab claw from Alyssa Chaudhry. It literally is a crab claw that looks like a moose that goes on my tree every year. But like the ones Rick Forbes sent me, glass from Blenko, which is a glassworks factory where his sister works. But like, it's fun looking through those. And like, I remember exactly who gave me what. Mm-hmm. And that gets put on the tree over some of the other ones that are even like generic Disney. So,
right.
Again, it's something we do. Every Facebook group does something, it seems, like a Christmas card exchange. But we went to the ornament exchange. And that's awesome, you know? So I'm appreciative of that. Anyways, you girls have something in front of you to drink today? I see Jen's drinking something. Cassandra, no coffee for you?
I've had my two cups today. And I ran out of time to push the brew again.
Two cups? Are you even trying, bro? I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's more like two cups each. So, you know, I've four cups.
There you go. Jen, you got a cup of coffee in front of you?
I do. And it's in my my Magic Kingdom Starbucks mug.
Nice. I still use my Tennessee Starbucks mug regularly. So today's show, what I decided to do was I warned these ladies, get a cup of coffee and get a couple cookies because they're going to be hungry after we finish the show. So instead, what we're going to talk about is all the holiday options at Walt Disney World. So it seems like every place from the springs to the resorts to the parks have these unique holiday offerings. And a lot of them are sweets, but some of them are savories. So we're going to do a this or that. Now, I want to go and preface the show by saying there's a lot. There's a lot of information. And we literally can't do this or that for every choice because it might be like a two-part show. So we're going to go and skip some of the options. So, for example, Jock Lindsey's has 10 holiday options. We're not going to go through all 10 at Jock Lindsey's. Some are food, some are drinks. So I'm going to be a little more quick and nimble on picking these. But based on Cassandra and Jen's choice, we'll do a this or that. So we'll do one just to kind of set it up so everyone sees what we're doing here. Is that okay, girls?
Yeah, and this we know what's going on as well.
All right. So yeah, exactly. So we're going to go to Amaretz Pastries, all right? And that's at Disney Springs, and I should say it's Amaretz Patisserie, all right? You're going to have a choice of the Ornament Mousse Dome Cake, which is toasted marshmallow and hot chocolate mousse on a graham cracker, or the Holiday Wreath Pastry, which is gingerbread cookie cake topped with salted caramel spice mousse and hazelnuts. What are you picking? Are you a gingerbread fan? What are you girls picking? Jen, what would you pick?
You know what? I'm not like super in love with gingerbread, but I'm not a marshmallow person. And you had me at, was it sea salt caramel?
The salt make everything better. Sea salt, yeah, sea salt on chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm with that. I'm going to give that a try.
All right. Cassandra, what are you picking?
I'm going s'mores. And
you're going s'mores. Hell with the name s'mores. Okay.
I'm not a sea salt caramel fan. And I think it's because the first time I had it, it was like overly salted. And I'm like, how is this good? And it just kind of ruined it for me. I've had a few other things since then. And while I usually wouldn't gravitate towards like a s'more flavoring, I think the dessert as a whole, I would be more likely to pick that.
Okay. Interesting perspective here. Jen's not a person. Are you a marshmallow stand as far as like enjoying marshmallow, or is there like, would you buy one of the artisanal marshmallows that costs like $12 for like the bag of four, or not really?
No, no. I don't mind marshmallow though, but I'm not going to overpay for a bag of just marshmallows.
Okay. Some of the options here also include alcohol. And we should also state that I'm not a huge alcohol fan, so I'm not necessarily going there to buy $12 for a mixed drink. But some of these sound really interesting. So if we're not, quote, professional drinkers here, that's okay. We're still describing the holiday options. So the Boathouse has a Christmas Old Fashioned featured holiday drink. It's got Heaven's Door whiskey, rosemary, and cranberry simple syrup. Or the Dockside Margarita's got a candy cane margarita. Would you pick the candy cane margarita, or would you pick the holiday drink with rosemary and cranberry simple syrup? Cassandra.
I'm going candy cane margarita, and I am not a professional drinker, mm-hmm. but the old fashioned and the whiskey, it's just not my thing. Okay. I've not had a margarita before, but I... But what? I anticipate I would like that option more than the other.
Okay. Jen, what would you pick?
Okay. I feel like I need to clear the air here. I'm not a professional drinker. I used to be. So now I'm semi-pro. I've scaled back.
You back to amateur status.
Yes. No. I've had a margarita before. My mind is blown. I'm still processing this. Okay. But yeah, I think the candy cane margarita sounds really good. And just a little more festive than the other option. Rosemary.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I guess that's festive, but I'm there for the candy cane.
You know what? During the holiday season, I think you could use the word candy cane and just make everything sound better. That's a candy cane donut. Awesome. Candy cane fudge. Yeah. Really good. Candy cane soft serve. I'm in. Hit me with it.
Yeah. I mean, that all sounds great.
Right? All right. Let's go to Deluxe Burger. You're going to have a choice now. This is a savory versus sweet. You got the bacon and blue burger, which is two patties, blue cheese crumble, bacon, onion, jam. And that's through December 30th, or the peppermint cookies and cream shake. Like, it's hard to compare those two. I mean, either going to get the big burger or you're going to have the giant shake here. Vanilla gelato, peppermint syrup, and cookie crumbles. Okay, Jen, what are you picking?
Well, Chris, I don't have another trip planned this year, but I might just to have this burger. That sounds amazing. I'm a huge bacon fan, and I'm a huge blue cheese fan, so I'm here for that one.
Dang. Cassandra, what are you picking?
I am not a blue cheese fan, so if you could put that on the side, maybe I would vote for the burger, but I'm there for the peppermint cookies and cream milkshake.
These girls are like the polar opposite on everything so far.
How are we friends, Jen?
They haven't agreed on anything.
We agreed on the margarita.
You did. I've not had a margarita before.
You did.
And you know what? That works out because then you don't have to worry about sharing your food. Like she gets what she wants. I get what I want. And we're good.
You know what? And it wouldn't be equal share. It'd be like, Jen, can I have a spoonful of yours? And Jen, can I have a small wedge? And you'd be happy, right?
Yeah. Scrape that blue cheese off, you know, and then give me a little piece of that because I'm all about burgers.
All right. But we're going to go to the ganacherie. Would you choose the milk and dark chocolate peppermint bark or the rowdy reindeer, which is milk chocolate reindeer, both in non-alcoholic and alcoholic options? And it looks more like a hot cocoa type situation. Jen?
This one's tough. Just rowdy reindeer sounds fun, but I think I'm going to go with the bark.
Okay. Cassandra?
So the rowdy reindeer, if it's a non-alcoholic option, does it have the faux alcoholic taste?
It looks pretty foofy right here on the picture. So I'm imagining a lot of cocoa taste, not a lot of alcohol on there.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Yep.
How about Gideon's Bakehouse? You want the Kris Kringle cookie, which is white chocolate coffee bean with coconut, caramel, and vanilla bean, tops with coarse sugar crystals, or the Krampus cookie, which is triple chocolate infused with peppermint and a cool chocolate mint. And I've had both. And my choice would surprise you. So I've had both. You going Krampus or Kris Kringle, Jen? What are you doing?
Krampus. Krampus sounds amazing.
Cassandra?
I'm going Kris Kringle.
Oh, Chris, tiebreaker.
You know what? I thought I was going to be Krampus. I'm not a huge peppermint chocolate fan, but it looked amazing. And I hate white chocolate. I got the Kris Kringle cookie, and it still might be my favorite cookie of all time. I don't know why. It just worked out. Something was magical. Like the stars aligned. Like it was in retrograde.
So white chocolate, coffee bean, sugar. Yeah. What else? Yeah.
Caramel, vanilla bean, coconut. It was the coarse crystals.
Yeah, coconut.
Sugar. It was something was
that sounds was good. That sounds good.
I will tell you though, the first time I went to Gideon's, Peter Ponacorvo actually was with me, and he's like, I was like, how many should I order, right? And he's like, well, like, you know, I got six, and he's like, you probably can't even eat one. Yeah, watch me. Right. Those six were gone by the time I landed back in Nashville. So don't underestimate where I'm at on Gideon's.
Easy with the A1C.
I don't know that banana. Was it the banana nut one they had? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. So let's clarify that statement, Jen. A person can eat a whole Gideon's cookie, but whether a person should is a different matter at that point, right? Can we say that at least?
That's semantics.
That's tomorrow's problem.
That's right? January's problem, Chris.
not now. All right. Let's go to Jock Lindsay. So Jock's got a lot here. So we could compare savories and we compare drinks, but we're going to compare savories because some of these are really unique. All right. How about Grandma's Revenge Venison Sliders? Are we hunters, ladies?
No.
All right. So venison sausage patty, bacon cranberry jam, watercress and tomato on a house roll. Or are we going to go with the naughty or nice deviled eggs? Okay. Naughty, crispy ham, spicy honey glaze over, over deviled eggs. Are we picking deviled eggs or venison or neither? I'll give you neither because I'm looking at your faces and I'm not seeing impressed on any of these girls.
I'm not like a game eater. Out of the two, I would choose the venison because I don't like eggs.
Okay.
But that'd be a hard sell. I would have to have a few cocktails there first.
Okay. Cassandra?
What do you think I'm going, Malik?
Oh, I know what you're going, but there's a lot of people that are listening right now. I know what you're going
to
say.
I'm going deviled eggs, but only okay. So I can compare them to my deviled eggs.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
You don't like deviled eggs, Jim? Mm-hmm.
No.
Or eggs in general?
No, it's a bad smell.
Oh, they smell bad. They do before smell bad.
Before and after, yes.
They do
yes.
smell bad.
Yes. All right. Let's go to Splitsville. Okay, we got a poinsettia spritz, which is a refreshing cocktail made with plum infused. I've had one apparently. A plum infused vodka, sugar plum jam, fresh lemon, allspice, or would you go to the Marketplace Snacks and get a Santa Mouse Bubble Sundae, which is vanilla soft serve, waffles, chocolate cookie pieces, cookie sauce, and a Mickey Santa hat. So booze or soft serve on a waffle? Cassandra, what would you pick?
You know, I was kind of hoping that you were comparing booze with booze, you know, because I was like, that first one, actually, you know, if I'm going to drink, I can usually handle vodka, right? Because you can hide it pretty well. And that seems like something I would go for. So I was like, all right, sweet. I got a choice. But okay. Then you compare it to ice cream and I'm just going ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jen, what are you doing?
So shocking. I'm going to do the opposite. You had me at plum infused.
Yeah.
I think it should be said infused for now on. I think infused is the appropriate way to say this. All right. How about the gelato place? And I'm going to butcher this. Vivoli il Gelato. Okay. We're going to go there because is that okay? Is that a good pronunciation? We'll go with it.
We'll work with it.
All right. Santa's Little Helper Sundaes. 2 scoops of chocolate. Mint chocolate chips, chocolate sauce, crushed peppermint, and whipped cream. That's already amazing. I'm thinking that's already amazing. Or the Bah Humbug Milkshake. Milkshake with cake batter, gelato, red velvet cake, and red velvet cake on the top. Cassandra, what are you doing?
What was that red velvet cake concoction? Because that's where I'm going.
All right. 100%. Milkshake with cake batter, red velvet cake, and red velvet cake on the top.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
Okay. Jen, what are you doing? You're going to Santa's Helper with the crushed peppermint?
I am. So I promise I'm not just trying
to. Oh my gosh.
But that sounded so much better.
No, okay. No, it didn't.
This is great. This is the ending of a beautiful friendship. I'm so happy to do this today.
No, but we said it's okay because then we don't have to share food.
Yeah.
You need people to disagree.
We can at least, we can taste test. You know, Jen, let me have a scoop of that chocolate peppermint concoction. You can have some of the. You know,
and
you can have a piece
like,
of the red
I'm
velvet
glad
cake.
You got that because now I don't like that. Right.
Right.
Exactly. All right. We're going to go to the studios. We're going to go to the ABC Commissary. By the way, ABC Commissary, they have raised the bar from where they used to be to where they are now. It is a better option right now. So if you're like, man, I ate there 10 years ago. It was terrible. It's not. It's better than it was. So we're going to give a little shout out there. The Holiday Minnie Mouse Bundt Cake. Spice cake rolled in cinnamon sugar with apple pie filling, topped with spiced maple buttercream and salted caramel icing. Okay. Or the frozen salted caramel. I say caramel and caramel. Is that like Caribbean and Caribbean? Caribbean
I say Caribbean? Both. It just depends on your mood. Just go with both.
Yeah.
Right? I was feeling fancy. Caramel. Hot cocoa is topped with mini marshmallows and chocolate sauce. So are we going crazy with the spice cake and apple pie filling or the hot cocoa salted caramel? What are we doing, Cassandra?
I'm going spice cake. Okay. I think Scott Ferrioli recently got that while he was at the studios, and it looked really good. So, you know, if I'm going to splurge on something, it's not going to be hot cocoa over something else. So, yeah.
Jen?
Hey, Cassandra, let's split a spice cake.
Yay! We can save some calories, girl.
Well, that was amazing. The spice cake. So it's anti-chocolate here. It's the first one that really didn't feature chocolate in the recipe. You know, they had me at spice cake. They had me at cinnamon sugar, and then the apple pie filling with the salted caramel icing. It's like, dang.
Well, I love like anything. This is a weird way to put it, but I've heard people say, I don't eat baked fruit. I love baked fruit. Like, give me apple pie pudding. That's what I want, guys.
Infused.
Apple pie filling. It's just any kind of fruit pies I love. So that sounds fantastic.
Who says they don't like baked
people in the South say that a lot. Maybe just where I live.
They're wrong. I know they're wrong. Right? All right. The Backlot Express, you got a choice of two here. And again, this is a hot cocoa option. Hot cocoa is easy. So you got the same of salted caramel hot cocoa. Okay, so that seems to be a standard in a lot of these locations. Or the red velvet whoopie pie, red velvet cake, candy cane buttercream, and holiday sprinkles. Hot cocoa to tide you over, or are we getting a whoopie pie with candy cane? Jen?
I'm going to do the hot cocoa here, because again, salted caramel.
Mm-hmm. Cassandra?
You can have a bite of my red velvet whoopie pie, Jen.
Okay.
Okay.
The Dockside Diner. Okay. We had a hot cocoa before, but now we're going to get the hot cocoa flight. You got a Stoli vanilla vodka hot cocoa. You got a Red Stag cherry whiskey hot cocoa and a Bailey's Irish cream liqueur hot cocoa, or vanilla bean marshmallow and raspberry jam dipped in chocolate on top of vanilla cookie. So are we going to pick the marshmallow with the raspberry jam, or are we going to get all three hot cocos? Cassandra, what are we doing?
I'm going to go with the second option, although it may be neither. I'm not the biggest raspberry jam fan.
Okay. Jen, what are you doing?
I'm doing the flight, and then I'm going to ride Rocket Roller Coaster and Terror back to back and see what happens.
How big of cups do you think those are? Because you've got three hot cocos, so we're taking sugar right into the bloodstream.
This sounds too heavy.
I did this at the lounge outside of Hollywood Brown Derby. I did the margarita flight and the martini flight, and then got on both of those rides. Do not recommend.
Wow. 1 out of 5 stars. Do not recommend, right? All right. Let's go. Since you mentioned the Hollywood Brown Derby, we're going to compare one of theirs to a Pizza Rizzo option. Hollywood Brown Derby has the winter signature dessert, pumpkin mousse, milk chocolate cremo, chocolate pecan cookie, and vanilla sauce. Or Pizza Rizzo's got the melted snowman sugar cookie, which just has red and green sugar, white chocolate marshmallows, and dark chocolate top hat. What are we picking? Brown Derby or Pizza Rizzo? What are we going to pick here, Cassandra?
Brown Derby, you said something about pecan cookie and then had me sold.
Or pumpkin mousse and a chocolate pecan cookie.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
I am very anti-pumpkin flavor. Like, squash does not equal dessert for me. However, I feel like the Pizza Rizzo option is just so boring. So I will go out on a limb and do this Hollywood Brown Derby concoction.
So hang on. We're going to pause here for a second for public use. And I trust no public will hear this comment. All right, you're going to hear this comment. What do you mean the pumpkin anti-pumpkin? Oh. What is that about?
No,
that
like about? I don't – like don't give me pumpkin spice anything. It's – I know. This is where everyone hates me. But pumpkin doesn't belong in coffee. It's squash. Stop it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Harsh.
It's very divisive.
Wow, Starbucks will not be employing you anytime soon. I'm just wanting you to know that, girl.
They have so many other options that are not so basic.
Okay. What about pumpkin pie? Are we pumpkin pie at this point?
No.
Wow. I think we've learned something. I think we've all taken away something from this conversation today. So.
Yep, but Jen is a problem drinker and doesn't like pumpkin. That's how this went down.
Apparently. Okay. Let's go and compare two, again, different places with one item each here. We're going to go to Rosie's All-American Cafe. We got a Santa Mickey Mousse Cupcake, chocolate cake, filled with mocha fudge, topped with red almond buttercream. How do they make red almond buttercream? All right. So we got something unique there. Or Woody's Lunchbox, which is a hot chocolate lunchbox tart. And on the picture, it looks like an artisanal Pop-Tart. So it's chocolate fudge filling, hot chocolate marshmallow fondant, and mini marshmallows. But it looks like a giant, like amazing Pop-Tart. So we got a cupcake or we got a lunchbox tart. Jen, where are we going?
Okay, so artisanal and Pop-Tart don't go together in the same
sentence. No, but this one does.
I can't be on board with that. So I'm going to go to Rosie's, even though I'm still bitter, they took away my favorite quick service sandwich from Rosie, which was the fried green tomato sandwich. No longer available. It was the greatest.
Oh my gosh. I'll
give them a second chance for this dessert.
Okay. Noted. Duly noted. Cassandra, mm-hmm. Where are you going?
I'm going with the fried green tomato sandwich.
Apparently.
Oh, that's not an option?
Not anymore.
I'm going to Woody's Lunchbox to get the Pop-Tart.
Because if you girls would click on the picture, you would see how amazing that picture looks. It looks really, really good.
Well, we've had one of the Pop-Tarts from Woody's Lunchbox, and we thought it was pretty good. But you almost had me with mocha fudge in mm-hmm. the cupcake, but then the almonds, whatever, on top. Like, I don't like almond flavoring. I love almonds, but I don't like almond flavoring.
Well, I lost it in my own mind once it was dyed red. And mm-hmm. I just couldn't pick it up there, you know? So
you don't like red dye number 40?
Red Lake number 20? No, not necessarily with almond flavoring. All right.
Wait, I have a shocking revelation. I feel like I need to share. This is Cher.
Besides you not liking eggs?
Yeah. So this is weirder, I think. I have never had a real Pop-Tart. Ever.
Hang on.
See? I mean, that's what I mean.
So you've had knockoff Pop-Tarts?
I've had the Woody's Pop-Tart.
Okay.
But that's the only Pop-Tart-esque item I've ever eaten. So my mom was like crazy about me not eating sugar things for breakfast. So I never had a Pop-Tart my whole life.
Are you also not the one that has not had an Oreo?
No, I've had Oreos.
Oh, okay.
I've also had Hydrox, which is knockoff Oreos.
No, I'm going to stop right here. This is, you know, Hydrox came first. You know, Hydrox was the originator and Oreo came after Hydrox. I learned this on YouTube. YouTube University teach you everything. You don't even need to go to college anymore, right?
The so things Hydrox, you learn on this show, really. We're just dropping knowledge on everybody.
All right. Let's go to the Animal Kingdom theme park. I'm just going to go past the I've never had Pop-Tarts before. And next time we see you, I will bring over some Pop-Tarts. And
Cherry frosted.
Right? So now they have so many flavors you can't even imagine. But anyways, Animal Kingdom theme park. Creature Comforts has a holiday mousse dome. Amaretto. How do you feel about amaretto? Amaretto, chocolate mousse, cherry, cranberry. Oh boy. Coulis. Coulis. Excuse me. I'm from Chicago. And orange chocolate cake. There's a lot going on right there. All right. We got a lot of flavors going on there. Or Flame Tree Barbecue has a gingerbread cake with cream cheese filling and vanilla frosting. Are we going with the gingerbread cake or the plethora of flavors with the holiday mousse dome? Where are we going, Jen?
Plethora of flavors with the holiday mousse dome. And it has cranberry in it.
Cranberry. Interesting. Interesting flavor. Cassandra, where are you going?
You know, based on how this show's going, where do you think I'm going?
You're going with the gingerbread cake. Are you
That's exactly where I'm going. You've got gingerbread cake, cream cheese. I mean,
Okay.
Yeah, and then you have cranberry in that other thing. And while I love cranberry juice, you guys know.
Well, what do we know? How do you feel about cranberry? What do we know?
I've not ever had the cranberry sauce or cranberries that you usually associate with Thanksgiving.
In the
whether
can
out the can
or fresh,
either or.
Why? What happened to your childhood? What happened?
I don't. What do you? I mean, okay. Full admission. I tried it after catching a lot of flack from Jen Bachman this year. So, out of the three Thanksgivings that we had this year, I said, "Mom, let me get some of that canned cranberry sauce that still has ridges on it."
Yes.
And it was fine, but what are you supposed to put it on? Are you supposed to smear it up?
You like kind of mix it in.
With what?
Like every, like.
Oh no. I would put it on something. a peanut butter sandwich. That's where I would put it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Ocean Spray Company will not be hiring you anytime soon as well.
Well, they could hire me because canned cranberry is such a big deal in my family. Like we fight over when you slice it, one ring is bigger than the other because I have that, you know, comes out in can form. And we fight over who gets the big ring.
We are exposing all kind of family secrets and quirks amongst our group today, are we not? Okay, we got a battle of cocos. Are we going with the Isle of Java? Are we going with the s'mores hot cocoa or the sea salt caramel hot cocoa or the peppermint hot cocoa? We got a choice of three: sea salt, s'mores, or peppermint at the Isle of Java. Where are we going? Jen, where are we going?
Sea salt.
Okay, Cassandra?
Peppermint.
Peppermint. Satuli Canteen has the peppermint cream cheese mousse with peppermint sauce, peppermint candy pieces, and chocolate dirt. Or are we going to go to Tiffin's for an horchata mousse with gingerbread cookie, pecan praline crumble, and coffee ice cream? Where are we going? Are we going to take the peppermint everything at Satuli Canteen or Tiffin's horchata mousse? Cassandra.
We're going to Tiffin's for the horchata mousse.
Okay. I will join you at Tiffin's.
Oh, I've heard
that. The idea was like, it's just like a punch to your mouth. And then you're like, and dirt, right? So,
Tiffin's party of two coming up. All right. We're going to go, and actually in this article, believe it or not, this article stops here. We don't talk about Epcot. We don't talk about Magic Kingdom. This article stops here. So, but you got a choice here, okay? And you need to pick one of these two. And this tells me what kind of money spending habits and vacationing souvenir habits you guys have. Are you going to pick the musical Holiday Tin Premium Bucket? Okay. Or are you going to pick the Mickey Mouse Snow Globe Sipper Cup? Which one are we picking? The popcorn bucket that you may or may not use, or the sipper cup you may or may not use, unless you're Cassandra and you bought both. So which one are we picking? Jen, what are we picking?
I'm going to go with a bucket.
Okay. Cassandra?
We bought four of the popcorn buckets.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess we know where we're going. Okay. Okay. How many popcorn buckets do you have in your house right now, Cassandra? I think I have three.
Well, we did, you know, I've shipped one of the popcorn buckets up to Cindy. We gave one to my mom, so we have two left. Mm-hmm. And we have Figment. We have Mr. Toad. We have the Skyliner. We have Pluto. And then we've got like 10 of the regular popcorn buckets.
Nice.
So probably like 15.
Jen, can you beat 15?
No, I think we have a Haunted Mansion one that is somewhere in Brady's room. And it's only there because we've forgotten about it. And that's probably it. We don't usually bring the regular ones back.
So, okay. Yeah. We're going to have to almost make part two of this show because, as I read, it literally ended at Studios, The Springs, and Animal Kingdom. So we didn't talk about Epcot, though I think Epcot's holiday gatherings and holiday food festivals would be like,
That's a whole show.
It'd be a whole show in comparison. So that was the end of that. Tell me your taste that you absolutely stay away from. What is the one thing? Obviously, we've learned about cranberry, we learned about pumpkin, but if you had to go and pick, you know, a certain texture or taste, what would you avoid? For me, it's not the taste of coconut. It's the actual consistency of coconut. Mm. That's an avoid pretty much at all costs at that point. But what would it be for you besides pumpkin and cranberry? Jen, what would it be for you?
I can't do the texture of Jell-O.
Oh, interesting. But you love cranberry, which is like a close country cousin.
That's what it tastes like to me.
No, it breaks down differently.
Okay. Okay.
It's more Cassandra, of like a Jell-O jiggler consistency than
It is weird.
Remember this?
Yeah, that is weird for sure. Cassandra, what would you pass on?
So one of them was mentioned earlier, but like amaretto, or even though I'm German, marzipan.
Nope. Pass at all costs.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to find a time for the second show when we compare some Magic Kingdom and Epcot. But for today, we went to the studios, we went to Animal Kingdom, we went to Disney Springs, and hopefully we gain proverbial theoretical weight for everybody so they didn't have to actually do that. And we saved you money at this point. So, girls, when's your next trip down? May I ask you that one question before we go? Before the holiday season, is there a holiday gift in the stocking of a Walt Disney World trip for either of you? Cassandra, do you have a trip plan?
We do. We are going down February 15th for 4 nights. So President's Day weekend. Nice.
Yeah. And so we are going down, we think, February 17th for a few nights. And we have one night that overlaps with the Callahan's trip. So we're trying to figure out big plans.
Nice. I kind of teed that one up for you girls, and I didn't even know that was a plan in the works. That's wonderful.
We at this point, we have 3 nights at 3 different DVC resorts because we couldn't find anything for more than one night. But that's okay. We're going to travel light. We're going to do backpacks, and we're just going to do a quick little tour.
Yep.
Nice.
And we're gonna see what kind of chaos Isla and Audrey can cause together.
It's a lot of chaos.
So if you're listening right now, you're wondering, oh, that's kind of cool. They're going to be on vacation together. We realize once you're part of like this community, you realize you're rarely ever down there by yourself. There's usually someone else that you know. And if you're like on the outside kind of thinking, well, I'm not so sure. I kind of value my privacy in that situation. I'm not, you know what though? It's really nice knowing that whenever you travel, your friends travel too. There's always a connection and a family to meet and enjoy. And, you know, it's nice to be able to go and spend some time down there and you learn about somebody. And before you know it, they become integral in your life and they become your best friends. You know, that's one of the coolest things.
And as we arrive, Cindy Ellicott and her daughter will have one more day before they depart back home. So we're going to overlap with them as well.
That's wonderful.
Totally unplanned. But
all right, ladies, I appreciate you spending a little time with us. So go on and have a nice piece of pumpkin pie, nice piece of cranberry sauce on your turkey sandwich, you know, for lunch, and we'll be good. We'll be good.
Yep.
All right. So for listening today, we appreciate it. And we want to wish you a magical and happy holiday season. Give hugs to everybody close to you. And we appreciate you spending some time with us. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.